Sports.
Alicia, welcome back for another week, Alicia. Yes, it's your host, Christian. Now, Alicia, we got some breaking news out of South Sydney camp. You want to explain to all the South fans out there, what is the breaking news? What happened here, Alicia? Read it there. Can you see it?
Well, apparently the coach got sacked.
Yes, Jace Demetriou has been sacked immediately.
Is that right?
Yes, he's been sacked after poor performances, and the CEO decided to terminate his contract. Yeah. We've only 2 years running on his contract, so he's been sacked with Ben Horby taking over for the rest of the season. So anyway, breaking news there. But anyway,
what, they get rid of coaches very
easily.
They do.
I know, like, it's surprising.
I don't know about the NRL, but definitely in the AFL. Is it the same in the NRL?
Same thing. Anyway, move on from that. So let's talk about the round 7 results, which was the Anzac round, which is a very important round.
Yeah, so we had Warriors just lose the Titans.
Titans picking up their first win of the season, which was a huge shock for me. I was surprised the Titans won their first game of the year. Anyway, move on from there and move on to the absolute toothless Dragons. Jesus, this was an absolute flogging against the Roosters. 60 points to 18.
Yes.
Will, and also Alicia. So, anyway, so about the score, what do you guys think about it? You think it's good?
Oh, yeah, good score. Like, maybe a new record for that.
New record, are you sure, Will? Like, no, you know, I'm like bribing or nothing as a
record? No bribing. No,
now, I was watching this game, and I admit I bribed the ref for the Roosters to win.
Of course you did. We all know this anyway. We're going to move on from there. Anyway, you know what? Let's move on from there and move on to the next one. Jesus, this is an absolute heartbreak, this one. So, look, I got to be honest. I completely boycotted this game. Didn't watch it at all. Storm and Rabbitohs, they got flogged 54-20. Souths are just in an absolute free-fall. The coach is gone.
You were a South Sydney supporter, and you did not watch 1 minute of it.
Nah. It's just, look.
Really? Okay. Wow. What about staying with your team through the thick and thin, Will does?
I do. I stick it no matter what. But, look, to be honest, 54-20. Demetrio's gone now to coach, so that's pretty much, summed up the entire year for
but
us.
They've always been a fairly strong team, haven't they?
But so injuries what's happened? And just, terrible decisions and players taking over clubs, toxicness in the club has just ruined it.
Yeah.
So that's
now,
just my way of looking at it.
Bad culture. Manly, you lost to Manly on the weekend.
And here's the thing, Mark. Parramatta once again in front of halftime, Mark. And unfortunately, Mike Acevo did a terrible thing by costing you a game, Mark, with a terrible tackle, didn't he, Mark? That was horrible what he did. Wasn't that right, Marky?
Super looks for you, Mark.
Sorry, what's that?
Go on.
One player got
Mark, we're not talking about Mark. Lomax is next year, Mark. Next year, Mark.
Now, listen.
Yeah, quickly. What do you want to say?
Talk about the player he got suspended.
Mike Acevo. Mike Acevo could be out. Yeah, because of his terrible action he did against Manly. He cost you the game, Mark. You know, you were up by 2 points at that stage. He did a terrible tackle. Mm. Cost you the game. You know? And also, to make it worse, he got sent to the sin bin for 10 minutes.
Into the field.
Exactly.
He's done something stupid.
You can't do that. You can't do that,
so
Mark.
So I said to Dad, the next time what's going to happen, if he's out, he needs to go.
And also, some breaking news quickly there. Clint Gutherson, Mark, is out for over a month, Mark. Yeah, so he's out injured. The fullback, he's gone. I think that's it for Parramatta, Mark. I'm unfortunately ticking them off the season, so that's it. Move on from there.
Oh, not another season. What, it's been like almost 40
years. Yeah, but Parramatta
years
are just, Parramatta are just unfortunately a very inconsistent football club. I just can't see
that. He doesn't shut up for 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, that's it. Come on, that's
Broncos
it.
Beat the Tigers 34-10.
Tigers, look, to be honest, the Tigers were actually doing well the last few weeks, but like for the past 4 weeks they've lost four in a row and they're just struggling.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Adam Reynolds, right, he was injured. Now I don't know if you guys saw that, he pulled off one of the greatest intercepts of all time. He was on one leg, pulled off an intercept. It was incredible. I was like, wow, absolute legend. I miss having Reynolds at South, but unfortunately we got rid of him. We'll move on from there. 34-10 there. Move on from there. And Will, I'll tell you what, Will, now Will Penrith 26-20 now. So the Cowboys are coming back. Now, was there any stage in that game where, like, you're going to end up slapping someone if Penrith lost that game against the Cowboys or not?
Yes. I did watch that game. I thought that that was going to happen, but then they managed just in the second half to come back for that win. And
what's the Cowboys
with
want,
that good news, having Nathan Cleary back.
He didn't do much, to be honest. Well, he's, anyway, I'm like a very, very quiet guy.
And so did Brian To'o.
Oh, To'o played pretty good.
Played really well.
Yeah. Now, move on from there, Marky. And next one here. Wayne Bennett's Dolphins losing against the Newcastle Knights. I'll tell you what, Newcastle, pretty good win for them. Good to see Newcastle bounce back with no Kalen Ponga in the side. Newcastle did pretty well, 18 points to 14. Dolphins, you know, a very inconsistent club at the moment. Winning, losing, they're sort of at that stage. And move on to the last one here. My goodness, angry Ricky Stewart. I love seeing Ricky Stewart get angry at a press conference.
Yeah.
His team, the Raiders, got beaten 40 points to nil against Cronulla. So, Ricky Stewart, if you can
and
hear
Sharks
this, Ricky Stewart.
On a winning streak this year. Like,
I'll tell you what.
What was his press conference like? Who was he blaming?
Well, Ricky Stewart is always saying something about the ref. He's always saying something about, oh, you know, but the ref is and that or either this, you know. Like, Ricky Stewart always has to find something to make an excuse for Canberra. So it's like, you know what, Ricky? You know what? I think maybe it's time that maybe the Raiders should look at maybe if not moving you on as a coach, I reckon.
When was the last time they won?
1994. So that's,
So they haven't won in a long time either. Nope.
And about just over 30 years now, so it's been a very long drought for them. Uh-huh. The Sharks on top of the ladder, I think on top
so
of the ladder.
Mal Meninga in the side back in 1994?
Like Mal Meninga, And Ricky Stewart was also playing too. And Laurie Daly was there too. And Brett Mullins was there. Player. So they had a really, really good team back then in Canberra. But yeah, they're just struggling. Anyway,
moving on to round nine. We have Rabbitohs versus the Panthers tomorrow night.
This is going to be a very, very easy tip here. After all the news that's happened this week with Jace Demetrio being sacked, I'm tipping Penrith to win by at least 100 points in this one, I reckon.
Souths got no chance. When you get a new coach, the team got no gets chance. Inspired. No chance. Okay,
They got no chance. I'm tipping Penrith easily for this one. They're
with this Rabbitohs and Panthers. Now that I heard that Rabbitohs have a new coach,
Ben Horby, the assistant,
we'll see if new coach for Rabbitohs will do his job this time or not.
I'm a dire fan.
I'm
going to
Penrith. I really don't think it's going to help. It's
going to be an absolute cricket store.
So I'm tipping Penrith.
That's good, Alicia. Thank you for that. I appreciate you guys tipping Penrith. That's good because Souths aren't going to win. Anyway, move on from there. Next game, Manly and angry Ricky Stewart's Raiders. I'll tell you what, the Sea Eagles, good win. Ricky Stewart, unfortunately.
And Manly are playing again at home. They are. And whenever Manly play at home, they always tend to win.
And for me, I'm tipping the Sea Eagles to beat angry Ricky Stewart's Raiders. So Ricky Stewart fans out there are going to be upset. Don't care.
Broncos v Roosters. This is going to be a tough
absolute
one.
Blockbuster, this one here. I'll tell you what, the Broncos and the Roosters in good form. Look. I think this one's going to be a tough one. All right, fair enough. All right, anyway, move on from there. Broncos and Roosters, very good one here. Both teams are in great form. The question is, can the Roosters build off that confidence they had against the Dragons?
What do you think, Alicia? You're a Roosters fan. Can they do it? Can the boys do it?
Can they build off the confidence? For me, at home, I'm sorry to say this, Alicia, I'm just going to tip the Broncos by a few points because it's because Brisbane have got the home advantage.
You're a loser!
That's it. Come on. Keep going, Alicia. Come on, keep going. That's it.
Bulldogs v Tigers. Now, Bulldogs came off a bye last week.
He's been playing pretty well the last few weeks. The Bulldogs been playing really good. So I'll tell you what, for this one, I'm tipping the Bulldogs to win this one against the Tigers. I just think the Tigers are under pressure. A lot of problems at the moment.
What about Titans versus the Cheating Storm?
For this one, Storm's going to win this one easily. I think that the Titans only just beating the Warriors was pretty lucky in one way. But for Melbourne, I just think that Melbourne are too strong. Melbourne are going to absolutely go out there and flog the Titans. It's going to be an easy game from there. And next one here. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
Right, anyway, as I was saying before, hang on. Yeah. Anyway, so Cowboys and Dolphins, last game on Saturday at 7:30. I'm tipping the Cowboys to bounce back against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins' injury crisis has gotten a bit worse of like missing a few players in key positions. The Cowboys play pretty well a bit against Penrith. Yeah. Move on from there.
And Knights v Warriors.
Tough one here. Newcastle,
I'm going to say the Knights because it's their home turf.
Yep, the Warriors have been pretty consistent the last few weeks, so I'm going to tip the Knights to bounce back at home, I reckon.
And
we'll get the job done.
I think this is an easy one. Sharks should easily win. Yeah, hopefully they can continue their winning streak. And, of course, Parra had the bye this week.
Yep. Isn't that right, Marky?
and when does the state v state, mate v mate start?
Starts at that's a good question, actually. I think
it's a couple more weeks till we have the magic round.
State of Origin. Actually, just give me a sec. I'll top up quickly before we move on. State of Origin.
And then what? You have the magic round, do you?
In a couple of weeks' time,
on the 5th of June, 2024. So next month. Next month it starts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first game is in Sydney, New South Wales versus Queensland. Okay. So exciting.
There we go.
Can't wait.
That's what the rugby league's
sort of thrives on, isn't it? That's their
key
match. Let's hope for things crossed.
New South Wales can bounce back after their last two series.
Moving on with the AFL. Now, what a round we have in Week 7. We had Melbourne beat Richmond 85-42. And a draw. A draw on Anzac Day with Essendon v Collingwood.
Wow, Alicia.
I mean,
incredible.
I don't know how that happened. And then Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
They both got the same scores.
Your team absolutely smashed
Brisbane. It was a really amazing game, that one, because, you know, you've got the 100,000 people at the MCG.
Mm.
You know, you got a bugle player.
Yeah.
You know, and every note that he's playing.
Yeah. And Collingwood were the premiers analyzed last year.
Okay.
Collingwood were the premiers last year, weren't they?
They were. And, you know, they haven't had a great start to the year.
No, they
either.
Haven't, no.
So it was a fantastic game.
I mean, neither
game.
Are Brisbane.
Amazing game.
Neither are Brisbane.
What do you think, guys? Should there be draws or do you think there should be a winner? Well, what would you do? It's 85 apiece. It's 100,000 people there at the MCG cheering on, wanting their team to have a result. What do you think? Should it remain a draw or should it go to extra time? What
well, this
think?
Is the interesting thing.
I reckon go to extra time.
Yeah, I reckon winner. Too. I reckon.
Winner? So everyone's saying winner. What do you think? Draw or extra time?
Draw.
Oh, look, I think for me, if it was a finals match, extra time, definitely. I think for me, if it's regular season, definitely a draw, because I think that a draw
would
be
I agree. This is...
Do you think the rugby league should have stayed as a draw?
Yeah, I reckon it should after full time.
This is something that my dad matches. And I talk about quite a bit during the regular season. We actually get annoyed when it always has to go into extra time.
Yeah, I don't know.
We see no problem with them doing a draw during the regular season.
That's all.
But, of course, you have people that get... or pooey about it and want an actual result.
Oh,
so.
What? Pooey? You're talking about, you know, like Winnie the Pooh or something? Okay, fair enough. Move on from there.
So, So, I kind of agree with you. I don't really have an opinion on that, but I think, you're right. Maybe a draw during the regular season.
And then, extra time during the finals.
But if you're playing extra time in the final series...
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to practice that during the regular season? Or, like, you know, practice it at training. What would you do? What tactics would you like?
I would say, definitely. So I would say for those teams who make the finals and participate in training and getting ready just in case if it's a draw, I would say, definitely. But if it is regular season, just keep it a draw.
Yeah, moving on. GWS, Marky Mark, your team absolutely smashed Brisbane. 113-59.
That was the good news, that one.
Yeah.
And that was without Toby Green. Look at Brisbane is in massive trouble. They made the grand final last year.
So did Collingwood, and neither team started off really well. Port Adelaide beat St Kilda 82-72. Adelaide smashing North Melbourne 138-81. Geelong, they beat Carlton 118-105. Fremantle, they beat the Western Bulldogs 95-71.
Nate Fyfe, great.
Gold
game.
Coast.
Good old Damien, the coach.
Love beat the West Coast Eagles.
Classic.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have their new recruit, Harley Reid, in West Coast, so he's back this weekend. Yeah. He is an absolute superstar. Sydney.
Absolutely smashed
as
Hawthorn.
As you expect, smashing Hawthorn, who are terrible. This year.
Been terrible
and
for last
Sydney
few years now,
are absolute guns. Now, what's happening? Oh, we've got the Derby. Adelaide versus Port Adelaide tomorrow night.
Mm.
I've always wanted to go to a derby. You know, at football park in Adelaide, they almost have to separate the crowd there. It's so intense.
Oh, yeah, because they always get so, you know, fired up and the fans get all, you know, excited.
It's loud from
wasn't
the
there actually like a game once there where there was like a fan that ran on the field once?
Another loud game here. Carlton versus Collingwood, the old foes. Friday night MCG, expect another 90,000 people there.
What about Sydney v GWS?
Wow, 1:45 p.m. Not a bad one.
So it's supposed to be raining. I got my ticket, so I'll be going to that game.
I was there too. Worked out.
Are you going?
Yes, I am.
You're going to the game?
Yes.
Well, I'll see you there.
Now, Mark, are you going to... Mark, here's the question. Are you going to bribe the ref to make GWS win?
Are you going to probably say, here's a few $100?
Sorry, my plan goes for the Giants.
One last question,
Your
Mark.
Your friend goes to the GWS Giants?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but you go for GWS Giants. Why wouldn't you say I go for them? Why are you mentioning
your friend? Your friend,
part of them, Marky. I do.
Now they played. They're playing it great. They're playing awesome. Even last week without Toby Green. Toby Green is back this week after a week suspension. The most suspended player in the AFL. Now Swans. Geez, they look good though. Giants look good. This is going to be a cracking match. The only thing is, it's going to be raining, Mark. We're going to get wet.
I hope the Giants will win the grand final.
We'll wait and see that. Okay, what are
we got on? St Kilda v North Melbourne. Melbourne v Geelong.
Geelong for the mine.
West Coast versus
Alicia's favourite Eagles.
Oh, I don't know. Eagles. Harley Reid is a nat. It's amazing. Is it the same in the rugby league if one absolute gun player can change a team?
I mean, sometimes it can. I mean, like, for example, with South, when they sometimes have, what's the name, Mitchell come in and play his game, they sometimes change differently than what they do. But, yeah, I would say that's
Richmond v. Fremantle, Bulldogs v. Hawthorn, and then we've got Brisbane versus the Gold
Good
Coast.
Good old Damien. Love seeing him rage. I love seeing him fired up in the press conference. I remember once a few years ago when he was coaching Richmond, he got fired up once.
Brisbane have to win that game.
Let's hope he goes and wins the comp. Good old Damien.
Geelong at the top of the ladder. Sydney not too far behind.
I haven't lost.
Same with GWS.
Look at Sydney's percentage. Jeez, 147. GWS, jeez, they're doing well, aren't they? Melbourne, Port Adelaide, Carlton, Essendon, Fremantle round out the top eight there. So
and look at that.
There we go. That's sports for this week.
Collingwood and Brisbane aren't even in the top eight.
Or if you listen to the sports segment right here it's Studio Arts.
Studio Arts is a non-for-profit organisation that provides programs for people with disabilities.
Can we please have one more point out because Mark wants the wrestling
up. Mark, the wrestling is more
he wants the wrestling
drama
up.
Queens, Mark.
Is Hulk Hogan, you know?
Breaking news. The breaking news is Roman Reigns is coming back.
He's not coming back, Mark. There was no confirmation about it, Mark.
Oh, quit sucking it!
All right. Hey, Alicia, it's the PG show.
Listen up, Mark.
That's it, come on. That's it, come on.
I'll tell you something.
Keep going.
This is Mark's wrestling and mine. Do you have something to say? Say it.
I'm saying what I want to say.
Roman Reigns is coming back, like it or not.
He's coming back in what? Maybe like 7 more months from now.
I'll
he's
tell
gonna
you
come
what,
back
when
in a
you
while.
Get shut down like that, it's not Jesus. Like she. I get the feeling like she doesn't want you to say it, but she's also telling you she does want you to say it.
Because
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's like,
Mark, do you want to tell him?
Okay, thanks Move guys. Yeah, so thanks. That was sports,
sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports, sports.
Thank you very much, guys.
I love sports.
Thank you, Alicia. You enjoy the rest of your day. And also one last thing, go to Eagles. Hope they win.
Don't be nervous.